Welcome. Enter the world of sensual by nature with your host, Oceana. Nothing is off limits here. We'll talk about sensuality, intimacy, love, touch, peaceful living, tantra, and much more. Now, here's your host, Oceana.
How great it is to be speaking with you on this beautiful Friday. Today we're speaking about soul evolution and your movement here and your quest for ultimate truth. All levels of consciousness, whether they are human, spirit, or in atomic form, exist in a continuum. All things move and churn in their own cosmos, within their own realm of reality, and within their own perception of God, goddess, male, female, human, animal form. We are speaking on the energetic level of all consciousness, whether physical or not, because everything around you, every being's experience, and any observation made by any level of consciousness is a matter of perception. Everything you do, have done, or will do is also a matter of perception, your own perception. Others see your actions within the realm of their own perception, and there is no true beginning of the evolution of consciousness. You have and always will perceive in your own manner, within the womb of God or Goddess or universal life force. Your soul is a great tool of observation. It gains experience and gives to the whole in every movement. Your choices are the fundamental acts you perform in your journey of collecting information. And you experience life using your own unique manner of perception. So there are multiple realities, and you are right now perceiving reality as only you can perceive, because your soul travels with group energy. You happen to be at this time experiencing reality with a group of souls who have similar methods of perception and of gathering experience. Remember that the cosmos beyond the physical universe is vast, endless, and timeless. Being such, there are levels and varieties of consciousness who do not in any way perceive the way that you do. There is absolutely no similarity whatsoever in perception. However, it can be said, as well as that on your own sphere here, there are levels of consciousness who do not in any way perceive the way that you do. A cell in the blade of grass, a candle flame, an insect, and a drop of water all have a different method of perceiving their universe. Your own perceptions are truly and wonderfully important for your soul's evolution, but they are by no means the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. In fact, truth, in truth, is only a matter of perception. What is your reality may not be another's reality, and so forth. The reason you are experiencing immediately next to or with another soul or souls is that you each have a similar method of perception. Therefore, you can exist here on a mass level semi-harmoniously in general agreement of how things are supposed to be. On a more intimate level, you live only near those who share your current perception of life and reality, and you socialize with those who harmoniously support your perceptions. As your perceptions change, your associates change, your job changes, etc., always you magnetize toward those who share your perceptions. Therefore, you have your earth here, and all of the matter and the oceans and the mountains and all of the people here who get it the way you get it. If you think there is a vast difference between your own version of reality and those who choose to live on your planet in war, famine, violence, or poverty, then imagine the vast inexplicable difference between your current perceptions and those on other planes and dimensions. Indescribable levels, masses of consciousness live beyond your sphere of multiple realities, and the greater amount never experience your Earth or anything like it. Consciousness is huge, vast, whole, and inseparable. But the whole God, Goddess, Universal Life Force, whatever you call it, exists in realities and levels of perception that you cannot at this time even imagine. So you travel on your path, your road of soul evolution, choosing and preferring particular methods of collecting experience. As you do so, you travel with groups of souls who choose quite similarly the same methods of perception. Soul preference brings you together with like levels of consciousness, and you experience together and participate in each other's lessons. Each object or form of life on your planet is in complete agreement with the chosen reality of the Earth's mass consciousness. Look around at your life. Are there things you feel you do not always feel attuned to? People you don't always feel you resonate with? Other people you really feel you have a deep understanding with? Your soul is an energetic source that is comprised of ultra life force energy, the life force that holds together the patterning of gravity and energies that keep the universe in orbit in some kind of natural flow. We can get to a basic understanding of this by looking at how atomic structures and molecules are made up, orbiting structures of atoms that remain in attraction to one another and continue in a similar orbit. All matter is made up of these things, and you yourself are material form comprised of just this. Your soul is an imprint of this life force energy, and holds a certain vibrational force that gives you tendencies, interests, memories, resonances, and recollections of people or places that you cannot explain if only looking at your own experience in this lifetime now. When your body dies, your soul goes back into this kind of universal life force soup energy that makes up the universe's energetic holding pattern as light. And when a body is born, parts of this soup separates and moves into the body to live a life of combination spirit and material in order to continue to learn lessons and to evolve to eventually become this life force light. This is the rule of karmic cycle. Have you ever noticed the patterns in your life? Look at even the dynamic between your parents and yourself, or interests you may have taken on naturally as a child. Or you may have gone on and repeated the same kinds of relationships or felt like you've been in the same cycle since you were a child. Oftentimes we only see the relationship between these patterns and how our parents taught us, how they related to one another and to us, how our siblings related to us, what we experienced growing up in relation to others, and how we reacted and responded. Maybe we can go even back as far as our grandparents or great-grandparents and see the relationship between them and our parents and our parents and us. We can see that genetically, psychological influence gets passed down, which may create these patterns of cycles that we continue to live through and outlive and create in our lives and for generations to come. But we can also look even more deeply and see that these are cycles our soul is going through to change its vibrational patterning through learning new ways of doing things, and thus by learning new ways of doing things and taking different actions in a material plane, we change the vibrational patterning with how and who we relate to as the rest of the living beings in this world. Since energy attracts like energy, we attract people and experiences into our lives that resonate on a similar wavelength with us, thus creating similar type actions and perhaps things in common with them and us and our natural setting, which is the normal way to define who we spend time with and how we met. But again, on a deeper level, we are drawn to people of vibrational patterning and output similar to ours. So as we change our inner structuring through our lifetime and learning lessons and changing actions, we change who and what we resonate with on the outside. So you see, our energy and actions change, and we start to see the patterning in our own life and find opportunities to learn lessons from these experiences, rather than just fighting against things or becoming frustrated or blaming others or ourselves, or refusing to see the way in which we can learn from these influences. Everything that happens in our life is a lesson. Everything that happens in our life is an opportunity to create change, to create a deeper awareness, to allow ourselves a little more space for our soul to breathe, for our spirit to experience a different awareness, perhaps our body or our intention to be led by a different action. This takes deep awareness and the yearning to truly be living a fully intentional, truth-inspired life, rather than just going through the motions and living out the same patterns over and over again. But it is our choice to begin to notice these patterns and to begin to make different choices. When I come back, I'll speak more about that. Love.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
And when we left now on our last segment, we were talking about learning lessons from the things that happen in your life rather than fighting against them. Because oftentimes the things that are presented to us in our lives are meant as ways to teach us new things, to allow us to grow. And oftentimes we don't choose to see it that way. Unfortunately, we choose to see it as, you know, there's something wrong with us or something wrong with our life, and we start to compare ourselves to other people and wonder why they've got more and why their life seems better, and there's really no such thing as somebody having a better life. Your life is your destiny, and of course you can take action. And I'm not suggesting to live a passive life and just accept what's given to you, but to take actions with a true awareness of your attention as attuned to your truth, and take actions out of your integrity, rather than just take actions to cover up your fears or take actions to get back at people out of frustration because you're unwilling to accept the present circumstances. So, as I've talked about in other episodes, acceptance is one of the most critical keys to living a heart-led existence, and then being able now, as I'm talking today, about learning lessons from the things that do happen. So you accept, and then you look at the things that are happening around you or the people that are coming into your life and try to understand why you've attracted these things into your life, why you've attracted these lessons. Try to be honest with yourself and try to look at your intention behind the actions that you're choosing to take. If you notice your own energy and actions, you'll start to see the patterning in your own life, and you'll find these opportunities to learn lessons from these experiences, rather than just fight against them or become frustrated or blame others or yourself and refuse to see the ways in which you can learn from these influences that are being presented to you by the energetic patterning of influence and universe. And the more that you gain a deeper faith in the universal energetic patterning, you'll start to see that you can make different choices and you can learn. And you'll start to change some of these repeating cycles that you experience over and over again from past lives or from soul imprinting. And you can start to look more deeply inside yourself and outside of the circumstance by allowing yourself to see what the circumstance represents in your life, and then see what you may want to begin to take on as a lesson. And if you're truly vigilant and aware and willing to begin to take new actions, can begin to change your vibrational patterning and evolve your soul. More often, though, this will happen in the form of some kind of an awakening. You can sit down right now, and this could be an awakening for you to start to look at your life as patterns and make new choices. And oftentimes, when your soul is truly ready to be awakened on a really deep level, something major will happen. Some kind of awakening will occur. Something will force you or kind of jog you into an awakening. Maybe it will come in a form of something that seems disastrous to you, something that you just can't understand why this happened. But if you really choose to become more aware of the things that are happening in your life as lessons, you can allow yourself to really see these things as opportunities rather than as roadblocks. And maybe you need to sit in despair for a few days and feel roadblocked, but if you really start to wrap your mind and your awareness around the idea of everything being a lesson and an opportunity, you'll start to really be able to see how you can shed old patterns and change, and you're being given a gift of a lesson. So maybe these kind of jolt of awakening will come in the form of losing everything. Maybe you'll have to start over from some kind of zero. This could seem like a disaster, and it may cause you a lot of emotional pain and angst. But somewhere deep inside, your soul may be stirring for some kind of change, ready for a new light, a new awareness, ready to shed old patterns and find new ways of being and relating. During this kind of a period in your life, you may find yourself called to new interests, new awarenesses, new thought patterns, new lines of work, new ways to spend your time. Some of these things can be interest you've always had stirring deep in you, but you didn't take seriously. You didn't think they were, socially acceptable, or something your family would be impressed by, or something that would ever make you any money. But these interests are your soul speaking to you, and the more you take them seriously, you never know what could come about in your life. So they may come in forms of sort of a nagging, deep yearning, and they may even feel completely out of the blue and completely random, or they may have been with you for a very long time, but they're important. Listening to your soul is important. Soul evolution comes in the form of change, and it will deeply affect how you believe and how you pursue in faith and in integrity with your true intention in life. These things may be strange or scary, but it's your choice to follow your soul's calling with faith and trust, or you can sit in your same old patterns. Oftentimes that will manifest as disease or some kind of abusive structure in your life, but, what I'm saying to you now is, and especially if you're even listening, this is a gift. There's a reason why you're here with me now. There's a reason why you're listening. There's there are changes that you could be making every moment of every day, and new inspiration and new opportunities are always popping up. They're not always roadblocks. And, you know, I'm not claiming you should follow your every single whim and just follow the kite as it leads you. You can combine these longings with grounding spiritual guidance. So if you have these deep longings, oftentimes you might want to sit with a guide that you really trust, or sit in meditation so that you're clear that these are divine soul messages coming through and not just kind of whimsical ways to get away from your deeper feeling. And I think you'll be able to understand your inner truth more deeply as you truly choose to submit to following these kind of soul longings. Now, oftentimes one of the major things that will stop you from being able to listen to these deeper yearnings and being able to understand if they are deeper yearnings or they are habitual ways of distracting yourself from your truth, is, you know, be able to really get in tune with what the difference is and what these things are about for you. Really take a look at your ego. You know, ego is a gift to us in a cerebral state of human form to give us drive and to give us a sense of being, of well-being, whole being, and a reason to be here. But oftentimes our ego is what will get the best of us and will take us away from our soul intention and lead us into these same cyclical patternings of pain. And the seven deadly sins are presented to us, you know, in a Catholic form often as condemnation, but I'm talking about these as transgressions in your character, which are fatal to your spiritual progress. Now, we all suffer from the same basic fears: loneliness, loss of faith, not understanding why we are here. We often feel hopeless. Sometimes we feel anxiety due to these questions of, why is our soul placed here in the material world? Why do we feel these longings? Why do we feel so out of balance, out of touch? Our mind functions as a tool to help us gain a better understanding and balance in the coexistence of human flesh and spirit soul form we all partake in. When we are faced with deeper attacks of these issues, we often turn to these basic attitudes of ego in order to survive. By remaining vigilant and able to witness your actions and intentions, you can notice when you're falling into the pitfalls of character and the pitfalls of integrity. If we make this a chosen path of truth in our lives, rather than succumbing to our fears and thus acting out of one of these character defaults, we can stay in spiritual alignment with our soul growth and thus evolve within the organic patterning of the universal life force flow. If we push against our truth and cover up with one of these actions, defaults of character, we end up repeating these same patterns over and over again and often feel victimized by the circumstances of our own lives. So look again, you're probably not just living in line with your truth and thus allowing these fears and actions to rule you into a sheltered life of pride, ego, vanity, intentions that are self-serving through fear rather than thinking with a collective truth and collective consciousness. The universal life force wants us to work together in a balanced flow. If we deviate from this, we cause ourselves and others much suffering in the long run. Spiritual illness is far more fatal than physical. In fact, it is the beginning stages that manifest as physical and emotional illness in our bodies. So the more that we can work to be honest with ourselves and in tune with our spiritual truth and our soul callings, we will be able to manifest a truly higher vibration in our lives and live in line with our soul essence. I'm going to talk more about that when I come back. I'm going to talk about the seven deadly sins, how they manifest in your life, and I'll covering up. Be right back. Okay, much love.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature, your host, Oceana. Tune in to SensualByNatureStudio.com for upcoming shows.
So
when I left, we were talking about the seven deadly sins in the form of ways that we cover up our truth. I'm not speaking in condemnation of how you have a morality of your life. I just use these as references to try to, for you to try to understand more deeply the ways in which you divert your character out of integrity and into a quick fix to be able to feel better in the present moment when you are feeling deep fear or a sense of imbalance. And I urge you to begin to notice these things in your life and know that you can always make different choices. The only thing stopping you is your maybe inability to be aware. So I'm here to talk to you a little bit more about that. So the seven deadly sins, just going to go through them quickly, is pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, and sloth. Now, if you notice in your life when you start to feel imbalanced, or maybe you aren't clear about what your truth is, your inner truth, or maybe you don't feel completely confident in the choice that you're making, or the words that you're choosing, or the actions that you're taking, oftentimes you might turn to one of these kind of character defaults in order to feel better in the present moment. But it's truly not something that is really nourishing for your soul. It's just something for your ego to feel better about so that you quickly feel better about yourself. It's a quick fix. So you may turn to pride, you know, quickly if you feel that you are, you know, in a situation where you don't exactly have a firm handle on the facts, and so you don't know how to respond from a sense of truth. And instead of being honest with yourself about that and realizing maybe you need to slow down, be a little more patient and do a little more research, you instead want to keep up with the rest of the people around you and you turn to pride. How many times have you done that? I mean, we all do it. These are not condemnations of any one human being. These are things to watch out for, and you know, you can choose to take these actions, live a pride-led life, but oftentimes a person who does that is very unhappy on a deep, deep soul spiritual level. So you may turn to pride, you know, and act like you're better than other people when really it's because you don't know what you're talking about and you just don't want to slow down enough to admit it and get humble. Or, you know, you may turn to envy and sort of feel the victim instead of the aggressor. You don't know, you know, what the next right action is for yourself. So you don't want to be humble enough to just let down your guard and actually, you know, turn to your truth and actually do some more research before taking actions, or check in with somebody about their what they meant by what they said, or you know, actually slow down to get in line with how you want to make ends meet in your life with integrity rather than just you know, stealing or living from greed. Or you may become angry at people and try to take what they have instead of you know, sit down and get honest with yourself about what, you know, what the right action for you is to take. Or you may turn to lust. You may try to cover up by being the sexiest person you can possibly be, or get as many women or men to fall in love with you because you want to cover up the fact that you don't know why you're here or what the point is, and you don't want to be honest with your soul that you're perhaps having a little fear or a little anxiety, and instead just turn to this action of covering up through you know, lusting after people. Or gluttony, you know, covering up by consuming a lot of substances or buying a lot of things, or being greedy and then trying to cover up by owning a lot so you can show it to other people so your soul feels more at ease, or your ego actually feels more at ease to make up for the fact that, you know, your soul is calling for a deeper experience. So try to be vigilant about those things and don't be hard on yourself, but just notice when you're turning to those, because true happiness and true serenity is living a truth-led life, you know, and oftentimes your perception of what is real and what is valid is what is true, you are a god, goddess experiencing here, and so your reality is just as valid as anyone else's. You're not meant to bend yourself around what your told truth is or what your society tells you you're supposed to become, because oftentimes if you try to do that, you will fall into one of those seven deadly sins, and you will succumb to greed or sloth or envy, and then start taking actions that are coming out of aggression or passivity. So, you know, you'll also follow those paths when you think somebody else's reality is better than your own, or your perception of their reality, when really your reality is the most valid and your truth is the most valid for you to understand and accept and then communicate from. Now, some of you may get a great joy from categorizing guides and planes and vibrations and so on into categories, because it sort of feels safer. And you may have developed a beautiful method of describing the universe and logic and setups that assist you in perceiving and non-perceiving. Many of you have books that outline the very structures of the universe in a complete ball of wax and a nice diagram. There are levels and colors and hierarchies of beings, dimensions, vibrations, etc., all lined up in a neat package. And if you are comfortable with the words, you can hold up your book and say, this is how it is. But not long afterwards, someone or something comes along and shakes that surety, and you wonder, who is right? And some of you may cling to your comfortable truth, and that would be resorting to pride or ego. And when your faith in what is found outside of you is challenged and shaken enough times, you may begin to actually open to begin to find the truth within you. And that's what I'm saying is sort of the awakening to a new time for your soul to evolve. You sometimes find you need to drop these old methods, these diagrams, these hierarchies, these neat packages, and you have to go to that sometimes scary place, which is your truth, your own sanctuary of knowledge. Or you can choose to cover up with one of those ego-driven actions of pride or envy or sloth or jealousy or greed or, you know, money derivatives or sex derivatives in order to cover up all of your the truth that maybe you need to go to that scary place to find some deeper knowledge that you actually, your soul does carry over. And then there is no greater truth than the one that lies within you. All stories are meant to be changed. All concepts are meant to evolve. All ideas are meant to expand. That is why every conception of the beginning of creation is in essence true to the degree with which it rings true to the heart of the individual. Every level of truth is not less than the greatest or highest truth, but in reality is a reflection of that truth. And when it becomes dangerous is when we try to force our truth onto other people. That usually is coming from a sense of invalidity in the world, inferiority, a sense of not knowing why we're here and what we're doing, so we try to force our truth onto other people to make them believe it. And again, that's resorting back to one of the seven deadly sins, rather than living from a true place of honest integrity and grace in your sense of truth. Einstein's theory of relativity pointed out that events are perceived at different angles, levels, or perspectives. The truth of that event is relative to the perceiver. Three observations made of the same event will be completely different, but all are true because each observer is perceiving according to his or her own perspective. This works the same way on every level of perception. Truth is enormous, and truth is owned by the perceiver. And so, it is truly impossible for anyone else to know what is true for you, for yourself, for your soul, but you. Every observation you make is a reflection of your own truth. Every perception that you have is a reflection of your inner truth. Every bit of data that you collect, every bit of information that you gather is constantly reflecting back at you the content of your own truth. Your life circumstances constantly mirror back to you your own truth. If you want to know what your truth is, observe your existence. Observe the data you collect. Observe your observations about others. Observe the things that are said to you about others. Those things reflect your truth. Those things reflect for you exactly what you believe. As truth is multifaceted, it is therefore flexible, dynamic, and always willing to change. What we are saying here is that your truth can change. Your belief system can adjust in order to alter or transform chaos in your life. In understanding the profound relativity of truth from your own perspective, it follows naturally that one must begin to understand the validity of truth from someone else's point of view. Truth on your plane is forever evolving, forever mixing and churning and becoming more than what it was a moment before. One can say the only thing that is not an illusion is love. And all things are variations of this energy moving endlessly through creation from love. All consciousness is seeking that highest truth. We are all on all planes evolving toward that greatest of truths. And no matter which path you choose, it will eventually lead to God or Goddess or universal life force incarnate in energetic form. Choose your path to creation. Choose your path and return to that universal life force light. But realize that perception is relative. And the reason that certain truths remain constant in your reality is that your mass consciousness deems them so. Moving down from the mass consciousness to continents, nations, cities, groups, and individuals, truth becomes intimate, personalized. That is where truths vary, where they change and combine. You are learning to integrate your truths and to accept the validity of others' perceptions. You have gone the route of acknowledging your truth. No more killing one another in disputes over truth, but acknowledging your own truth, living in your truth, and acknowledging the validity of other people's truth and perceptions. So now is your time for growth. Your time for an evolution in perception. Yeah? And you're doing it. I'm so proud to be working with you, and I'm forever standing next to you and giving you an assistant.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
And of course, today we're talking about soul evolution and true inner truth and ego. How oftentimes in your life you'll notice patterns and cycles that you live through that are often imprints of vibrations in your soul from past lives. And your soul has come into this life now in a human body to learn lessons, to be able to transform those vibrational forces imprinted on it so that it can become a higher vibration and eventually transform to universal light force life, which is what makes up the energetic holding pattern in this universe, holding together the gravitational force of the planets in this orbit. So, of course, we have some of that in our essence, and then we have other things in our essence that are holding us back from feeling that full, blissful vibration of universal light force light, and that is because we act as alchemists, as human form, soul in human form. We are actually alchemists, taking energy, allowing it to transform within our bodies and allowing it to move into action in the world, inspired by the transformation that we're allowing to occur within our bodies and within our new choices and taking different actions. So we can choose to stay in the old patterns of taking the same actions over and over again to cover up the fears and the anxieties and the loneliness or the hopelessness that our soul may, we may experience emotionally, being that we don't understand our soul's reason for being here. Or we can make a choice to go even more deeply into our truth and our integrity and find soul purpose. And there is always truth in every moment. And in Tantra, we strive to...
Can you speak up, please?
Yeah. In Tantra, we strive to be in tune with our truth in every moment and to act out of integrity from moment to moment in a back-and-forth true union with others. So I'm going to talk a little bit about meditation before I leave you today, because meditation is one of the best ways, or the best way, to get in touch with your truth. The impulses compelling you to contemplate your life as a whole will likely cease to interfere with your day's agenda once you set aside some portion of your time to engage in uninterrupted contemplation. As your focus turns inward, you can learn a great deal about yourself and your place in the universe by allowing the focal point of your awareness to wander where it will, by remaining emotionally grounded. Meditation can help you attune yourself to elements of yourself that have heretofore remained hidden. Though it can seem counterintuitive because it often feels like the self is suppressed during the periods of profound meditation, a clear mind is an absolutely necessary part of deep introspection. The more attuned you are to the universal energy flowing around and within you, the better equipped you are to puzzle out the roles you are meant to play during your lifetime. Meditation can help you achieve this goal by giving you a platform from which you can examine the impact your choices have had on the world around you and the way in which those consequences have manifested in your own experience. When you feel yourself turning inward, your dedication to the principle of meditation will help you make the most of your introspective efforts. So choosing to engage in this meditative state and an introspective state with the clear intention of seeing where your attention is led, finding your truth, and valuing what the messages are that you hear and the intuitions that come through is a very nourishing action to take for your soul and your spiritual alignment. Choosing to engage in this kind of restorative activity on a regular basis is making your own care a priority, your spiritual health a priority, and will keep you feeling strong and vital. Taking proper care of yourself will create a happy, optimistic mindset and will make you feel more inspired to make a positive contribution to the world. And that will help your soul to feel more nourished. And if you devote some time and attention to your own self-care today and every day, it will enable you to serve others with joy, which will bring you joy and bring the universe more joy and allow your soul to vibrate on a higher level. And I also want to talk a little bit about awareness of yearnings, deep soul yearnings you may be experiencing. You may be in this time in your life experiencing a deep yearning for adventure and discovery. You may feel a yearning to explore a new belief or discover a distant land. You may not know why, but very well this yearning, and if you do go ahead and explore it, could reveal a deep desire or a deeper yearning for your soul or a deeper calling, and you could very well expand your horizons beyond your wildest dreams. If you're able to set aside your usual activities and engage in new explorations, you may wish to consider taking a day trip or planning a longer excursion for the near future. You can also expand your horizons in emotional and spiritual ways today or any other day by opening your mind to exploring new ideas and belief systems. A good way to begin this process is to sit quietly in meditation and imagine your awareness reaching out. Imagine your awareness expanding far and wide into the world around you. See yourself attuning to the rhythms of life and putting forth energy that will attract to you many new opportunities for growth. Every aspect of your life seems magical and sacred when you open your mind and expand your awareness to the world around you. You often become so accustomed to your usual routines that you fail to notice the opportunity for discovery and learning and lessons in each moment, simply by choosing to heighten your awareness of the world around you, of other people's perception, of your own truth.
Shut your eyes.
Thank you for joining us for this week's session of Sensual by Nature. Please join me, Oceana, again next time. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows. May the coming week bring you inspiration.